Joshua chapter 1, beginning at verse 1, taking a look at the wonders, the beauty, the majesty, the satisfaction of having great things released to us. How many of you prefer to have great things released to you after you have done nothing to not earn them so much as just to say, okay, I'm willing to do my part to put myself in position to receive this? How many of you prefer to, or would say, you know what? I don't like pain. I don't like disappointment. None of that feels good. I don't enjoy any of it. However, I'm willing to go through that in order to receive whatever reward God has for me at the end of this phase of suffering, that phase of suffering, this phase of striving, that phase of striving. I say that because striving, working, putting forth effort is what is going to be part of the picture, even as we read in Joshua, beginning of chapter 1, verse 1. Here we go. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give them to the Israelites. Now, keep that in mind, that wording. Again, I'm sharing this with you because I really am trying to help you. And I mean that. I'm truly trying to help. And this is what I'm trying to help with. I'm trying to help us begin or continue, whichever it is for any given individual, the skill of practicing biblical faith. And in practicing biblical faith, number one, understanding what biblical faith really is, so that when we speak words of faith, we speak faith biblically. Now notice this. God had been saying for some time that he was going to give the land to the Israelites. Now, I know a lot of people would say, well, hold up now. He told Moses that he was giving them the land, so he gave it to them. He had already given it to them. And remember what I shared with you. If there's something material, something physical, whether it's money, a car, a house, whatever, that God has promised you, if he has truly promised it to you, you don't truly have it until you are actually in possession of it. Notice what God said. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give them. That's all future tense. There's nothing past tense about that. God did not say, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I have already given them. He didn't say, cross the Jordan River into the land I already gave you. That is not what God said. And in order for God's words to line up with the teaching that some share on this subject, God would have said, he would have had to have said, the land I have already given you, or the land I already gave you. That's not the way he worded it. He said, the land I am about to give them. And so it would have been entirely appropriate for Joshua to say, listen, let's get ready to cross into that land that the Lord is about to give us. He would not be at all in error, incorrect, for saying, let's cross over into the land that the Lord is about to give us. Since God did not say, I've already, the land that I've already given you, Joshua would not need to say the land that God has already given us. In fact, it would be incorrect for him to have said, it would have been incorrect for him to have said the land that God has already given us. So let's read on. I will give, still speaking in the present, I'm sorry, in the future tense, God, I will give, not I have given, not I gave, I will give you every place where you set your foot as I promised Moses. God had promised Moses that every place the Israelites placed their feet, every place they set their foot, he would give to them. And here we are. God did not say, I have already given you every place where you set your foot. He didn't say, I already gave. He did not speak in the past tense. Because the Israelites were not in possession of the land, God was still speaking in the future tense. I'm sharing that with you because I know so often people truly get confused about biblical faith because they're just not sure how we're supposed to think and therefore how we're supposed to talk. Ladies and gentlemen, pay close attention to how God talks, and that's how we're supposed to think, and that's how we're supposed to talk. Look at the scriptures and recognize this, that in those rare occasions where God does speak in the present or past tense, it is as though he has already done it. And then he'll turn right around and speak in the future tense. Is he contradicting himself? No. He's just letting us know that as far as he's concerned, it's as good as done. Because there's absolutely no doubt in his mind he is going to do it. That's why the Lord Jesus said, whatever you believe, ask for in faith, believe you receive it, and you shall have, future tense, shall have. Believe that God is in agreement with you, that this is his will, just as it's your will. It's your will, just as it's his will, and you'll have it. You will receive. You shall have, shall have, shall have, shall have, future tense. Be right back.